Imagine for a moment creating anything you desire. I mean, absolutely anything, from nothing, no resources, no connections, just pure vision. Sounds like a superpower, doesn't it?
It really does.
Well, today we're diving deep into a fascinating framework that claims to offer just that, the Manifestation Guarantees Profit Method, or MGP method for short.
Yeah, it's quite a name.
Our mission today is to unpack this intriguing 16-step cycle. It claims it can bring any vision to life, especially if you feel like you're starting from absolute zero. And we'll be looking specifically at how this method might apply to building something pretty significant, like a sovereign digital system.
And what's really, I think, unique about the MVP method is how it shifts the focus. It's not just about the external actions, the doing. It's really about mastering your internal landscape first.
Okay.
It proposes that your inner world is essentially the blueprint for your external reality. So we're going to guide you through the core principles from the source material we looked at, showing how these steps could empower you. Whether your grand vision is that digital system or maybe a new business or really any other big aspiration.
So, okay, at its core, this method says you already have the tools. That's a big claim. How does it square that with the common feeling, like we said, of starting from scratch, from zero? Right, let's get into it. The journey begins right at the foundation with step one, learning to decide. The MGP method suggests you're constantly making decisions, whether you realize it or not. And every single one, no matter how small, actually switches your reality. It's like an active energetic shift happening all the time.
Exactly. And the central question this step asks you to face, really in any quiet moment, is do you want to stay where you are or go somewhere else? And this choice, according to the method crucially, should be based on what you love and desire, not what you think you need or what you feel you lack.
That's a key distinction.
It is. It's not just positive thinking. It's presented as a fundamental repatterning of your subconscious, shifting your focus away from lack towards what you truly want. The idea is this opens up entirely new paths and, as the source puts it, raises your vibration.
That phrase, raising your vibration, it comes up a lot, and it ties into something else this first step mentions, which is interesting. If you find yourself stuck, genuinely unable to decide, the method actually suggests using or hiring a form of divination. Now, for listeners who might find that a bit, well, out there,
Yeah.
how does the method frame this? How does it keep it practical?
Right, that's a fair question. It clarifies it's not necessarily about, crystal balls or literal fortune telling. It's more about tuning into your intuition, those subtle nudges, or maybe noticing synchronicities, things that guide your decision when pure logic isn't cutting it. Essentially, it's framed as training your subconscious to process what's happening around you and give you clear signals from, well, the flow of reality.
Okay, so it's about interpreting subtle cues.
Yes. And for someone building that digital system, this step translates to making that really clear, unwavering decision. Yes, I am building this platform, or I am developing this infrastructure. Choosing that new path based purely on desire, not on, say, worrying about resources yet.
Okay, so you've made the decision. Then the method pushes you to get really clear on it. Let's jump ahead a bit to step 10, learning what you desire. This seems to be where the vision gets fleshed out with a real emphasis on extreme detail, like answering the who, what, where, when, and how of your desired outcome.
Exactly. The practice described in the source material is quite vivid. It encourages you to envision your desire piece by piece, limb by limb, room by room, and step by step.
Wow, that's
It
specific.
is. And this intense clarity isn't just, daydreaming. It's designed to build a subconscious database of facts about your desire. The goal is to make it feel incredibly real, almost tangible in your mind. Like creating a mental blueprint so detailed your mind starts treating it as if it already exists.
And the method apparently says to expect the stage to feel almost like an obsession, but it reassures you that it's actually your subconscious guiding you. You'll start seeing signs, confirmations everywhere, and things apparently speed up as your subconscious aligns with this detailed picture.
That's the idea. So when defining your digital system, this step means meticulously outlining every component, every feature, the user experience, the specific goals. The more vividly you can picture that finished product, theory goes, the easier it becomes for your subconscious to navigate you towards actually creating it.
Okay, so you have the decision, you have the detailed vision. The next question is, how do you actually bring it into being? This takes us to step five, learn to create. This step really hammers home the idea of your free will, the power to create anything, known or unknown, seen or unseen. And it brings in those fundamental principles like cause and effect.
Mm-hmm. What goes around comes around.
Exactly.
And the core practice here is interesting. It's envisioning what you desire. And this is critical, speaking that vision into reality.
Mm.
It's about imagining the wish, then maybe imagining something even better, really feeling the pleasure of it being fulfilled, and then expressing deep gratitude for the seed you're planting with your words.
Right. Gratitude is explicitly mentioned as key. It supposedly automatically balances and raises the vibration of the creation the moment you express it. The method also acknowledges you might hit fear here, maybe if you've seen others abuse power. If that happens, it suggests going back to step 3, which is about transmutation, until you feel safe enough to use your words powerfully.
But we should definitely circle back to that transmutation step. Seems foundational.
Agreed.
But connecting the step 5 to the digital system example, it means moving beyond just thinking about your platform. It's about actively articulating it, affirming its existence, speaking it into being, and feeling that gratitude as if it's already real.
Okay, so you've decided, clarified, spoken it, but
yeah.
There comes a point where you just have to act, right? Especially on the hard stuff. This brings us to step 11, learn to dare. The MGP method is pretty blunt here. To manifest from nothing, you have to dare to do what others might judge as impossible.
Yeah, this step demands getting rid of what it calls false idols. Not religious idols, but limiting beliefs like constant worry about money or what other people will think. Those have to go.
So it's about shedding limitations.
Exactly. It's about taking a real leap of faith. And the source gives some relatable examples, doesn't it? Like just going outside by yourself at night if that scares you, or finally speaking your truth to someone you've been avoiding. It shows that daring isn't always some huge public act. It can be very personal.
Right. And the method warns the discomfort probably won't go away entirely. But by constantly pushing your own boundary for what feels daring, you increase your capacity, your willingness to manifest the bigger vision. You start to integrate that courage isn't about not feeling fear. It's about acting anyway.
Mm-hmm. Which really makes you ask yourself, doesn't it? What seemingly impossible step are you holding back from taking? Maybe related to your own project or digital system.
Yeah.
This step implies you need to face that thing head on, because that's where the real breakthroughs are hiding.
And often the thing holding us back from daring is a perceived weakness, which leads to a really counterintuitive step, step 12. Make your weaknesses your identity. This challenges you to imagine how expressing your weakness, your vulnerability, could actually play a positive role in manifesting your vision. That's different.
It really is. The core idea is to embrace the weakness that's maybe held you back the longest. And the practice involves this powerful affirmation. I am grateful for my weakness. It allows me to succeed. You fill in your own blanks. The insight seems to be that when you stop fighting it, you unlock something new.
And the promise is pretty huge. Doing this supposedly unlocks unconditional self-love, automatically transmutes negative energy and beliefs, and gives you real control over how you see yourself and the world. You should see a noticeable shift, it claims, in yourself and your reality, because you're changing your relationship with the limitation.
So thinking about the digital system again, this suggests reframing things. Maybe your perceived lack of coding skills or limited resources could actually become a strength. Perhaps lacking corporate baggage makes you more agile, or your very specific niche knowledge becomes your unique selling point rather than a limitation.
Interesting. So once weaknesses are reframed, the next piece seems to be pure focus. Step 13, become the strongest you have been. It sounds like it's all about mastering commitment and discipline towards your vision.
That's exactly it. The method says you must allow no thread of doubt to unravel your plans. Intense focus is needed to stay committed. And the practice involves looking back, reflecting on past successes and failures, and asking honestly, was unwavering commitment there or was it missing?
But here's a crucial caveat it mentions. Commitment alone manifests nothing but limitation. That's a strong statement.
It is.
To really succeed, you have to keep awareness and apply all 16 steps together. And if the fear of commitment itself pops up, the method directs you right back to step 3 again to transmute that fear into courage before continuing.
It's like a constant course correction.
Yeah, very active.
For your digital system build, this really highlights the need for sustained, unwavering dedication throughout the whole process. Showing up consistently, pushing through doubts, but understanding commitment is just one part of this larger, interconnected system.
Right. And when you've built that strength, that commitment, the method says you're ready for the really big hurdles. Step 14 is pretty powerful. Run towards fear. This means identifying the parts of your dream that feel, quote, nightmarishly unprepared for. And doing those things first and doing them by yourself, learning to light your own way.
The source advises listing your excuses, you know, all the reasons you're not taking the dream seriously. Then again, going back to step three to transmute any discouragement into motivation, what's often discovered, it suggests, is that the fear of taking those scary steps was actually way worse than the reality of doing them. We've all procrastinated on the toughest part of a project, right?
Oh, absolutely.
This method basically says, stop that, do the scary part now.
And it adds that you'll likely be presented with opportunities that feel safer, like an easier way out. But at this stage, the method says you have to choose the unknown path. Refusing that easier option is key because it allows you to move through the most critical part of manifestation, that moment the dream actually starts becoming real.
What's fascinating here is how directly this applies to, say, building that digital system. It means diving into the most complex coding, the difficult integrations, or maybe the intimidating marketing plan first instead of putting it off. Tackle the core challenge head on.
Okay, so after deciding, clarifying, creating, daring, reframing, committing, and running towards fear, there's a kind of culmination point, an internal shift. Step 15, trust yourself. This involves reviewing your whole journey with the MGP method up to this point, really allowing yourself to relive the moments that brought you here.
And the core insight in this step is simple but profound. Trust, in this context, is simply the absence of doubt. Every step you've taken so far, from deciding based on desire to running towards fear, has been part of a process of systematically dismantling those doubts. It prepares you for this moment where belief becomes, well, almost absolute.
Mastering self-trust is described as the moment you finally allow your vision to show itself to you exactly as it's meant to be, because your internal resistance is gone. The practice even includes a gratitude statement for the vision as if it's already manifested, like signing off on its reality.
It really brings up a key question, doesn't it? How does genuinely believing in yourself, and by extension your project, fundamentally change the outcome? It suggests that internal certainty might be more powerful than external circumstances.
It's a powerful thought. And that brings us finally to step 16. Do the other 15 steps perpetually. So it's not a linear checklist you finish.
The initial.
It's a continuous cyclical application of all these principles, each one reinforcing the others.
Exactly. And to really make sense of that perpetual cycle, maybe we should quickly touch on some of those crucial supporting internal work steps that are woven throughout, like that step three we kept mentioning.
Good idea.
So first, there's transmuting lower vibrations to higher vibrations. Step three. This is presented as absolutely crucial for dealing with things like discouragement, fatigue, doubt, all the stuff that inevitably comes up.
Yeah.
It's described as an active alchemy practice. Consciously shifting your energy, maybe from complaining about something to getting curious about it, or from feeling fear to taking focused action, literally changing your internal state to attract a different reality.
So it's an active energy management technique.
Pretty much. Then there's balancing yourself and your environment in step four. This is about understanding your own energetic center so you can navigate changes smoothly. It references the old principle, as above, so below, meaning finding balance within yourself on a small scale helps maintain harmony in your larger life and projects.
Makes sense.
Then step six, becoming a master, involves internal work through things like the Reiki precepts. You know, just for today, do not anger, do not worry, be grateful, things like that. It also mentions the seven laws of the universe, like the law of vibration, everything's energy, or the law of cause and effect, and the 42 ideals of Maat from ancient Egypt, emphasizing integrity, truth, self-love. It's all about aligning your inner state.
So a lot of internal alignment work.
A lot. Step seven is about protecting yourself passively, like asking ancestors or angels or whatever resonates, to protect your space and self. The core idea is that believing in constant protection helps eliminate fear. And fear is seen as the direct opposite of the trust you need for step 15. Then step eight, releasing control, is interesting. It's about realizing you need to control within yourself what you wish to control externally. So focus on your own transformation, your own internal state, not trying to manage other people or force external events.
Less external manipulation, more internal mastery.
Precisely. And finally, step nine, learning who you are, is about deep self-awareness. Gaining clarity by discerning useful feedback from, say, ego-based judgment from others. And consciously seeking out people who reflect your highest potential, helping you shed what isn't authentically you.
Wow, okay. So putting it all together, what does this really mean for you, the listener, trying to apply this? It's clearly not a simple to-do list.
No, definitely not. It's presented as a continuous cyclical process of growth and creation. Each step informs and builds on the others, making the manifestation journey dynamic, not just a straight line from A to B.
The MGP method, then, seems to offer this really comprehensive framework. It puts just as much, if not more, emphasis on the internal shifts as the external actions.
Right. For manifesting any vision, whether it's that complex digital system or something else entirely, it's fundamentally about building your inner world to consciously create your outer reality.
So from that very first decision about where you want to go, to detailing the desire intensely, daring to act when it feels impossible, embracing weaknesses, building strength, running towards fear, and finally trusting yourself, it's a journey you're meant to engage with perpetually, always cycling through these principles.
Exactly. Which leads to a final thought, perhaps, as you consider your own I am manifesting statement. The big vision you might hold right now, what is the one truth about yourself, maybe one aspect covered in these steps, that you need to fully embody right now to make that manifestation feel truly undeniable?